and this is your storyteller, Joy Bubbles, here in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And I think May is about my favorite month. For one thing, it's the fifth month, and five is my favorite number. And besides, my birthday is on the 25th, and that's five times five. How about that? Oh, what were you scared of when you were little? I bet something scared you, because there was things that sure scared me, and one of them was when Daddy and Mommy would fight, when Daddy would beat Mother up, and some of the time she was hurt, you know, bad enough, you know, and she had to go to the hospital and get stitches and stuff, and it used to scare me, because especially when I, the first times when I didn't even know what stitches were, and, Daddy would slam Mother and hurt her and break things, and there'd be things thrown around and lots of scary sounds and stuff at night. And sometimes I'd hug my phone up close and listen to the dial tone, the soft hum of the dial tone that was always there. What a wonderful thing a telephone is, especially during those long nights. Well, one night when the fighting was particularly bad and I had been pretty scared, Mother had been reading me a story when Daddy came in and pulled her out of the bed. She was lying beside me with the book and pulled Mother out of the bed, took her and was beating on her, throwing the book on the floor and everything. And after I was kind of brave enough to crawl out of the bed, I was afraid, you know, something might happen. I crawled out of the bed and went and found the book on the floor and kissed it and told it that I was sorry and hoped it hadn't gotten hurt when it got thrown to the floor and everything. Well, Mother was talking about, it was in May that this happened. Long, I don't remember how old I was, but Mother was talking about how I hadn't laughed in days or smiled or anything, and she had a surprise for me. She wouldn't tell me what it was, but it turned out that she said, let's go for a ride in the car, and my sister was with us too, and we went, and we stopped at a parking garage. It was real echoey, the very one not too long ago we had stopped at, and it was so echoey, I had said, gosh, Mother, I wish we had a balloon to bust in here. That would be fun to see how loud it would be when it echoed. And we got out and said, where are we going, Mother? And she said, oh, we're going to stand right here. I got something. And she pulled out a balloon and said, want me to blow it up or do you want to blow it up? And so I was blowing bigger and bigger and bigger. And I said, boy, I wish I had a pen to jab. And Mother said, like this one? And she gave me a pen, and I opened it and blew the balloon up real big and jabbed the pen in, and it made the most rip-roaring, snorting, roaring, echoing noise, because after the big boom of the burst, there was roaring around in there what seemed like forever. Balloon, balloon. And then I heard Mother blowing up one, and I said, Mother, what are you doing? She said, you know, I get to bust one of these, too. Because when that first roaring came, I was laughing and laughing. And when Mother burst her, she just blew hers up and didn't stick a pin in it. Just kept blowing it till it got so big it popped. And I think hers was even louder. And I was jumping up and down and laughing. It was so amazing. And she gave me one. And when she busted her last one, just at the same time, I stuck my pin in, and just as hers busted, so we had ba-boom. And you talk about that, the ba-boom, the two bursting together, that was real echoey and loud. And I think the roaring must have echoed around in that parking complex for maybe, sounded like 10 or 20 seconds of just roaring and echoing in the distance. And that's when a security guard came running. And Mother said very innocently, oh, my son burst his balloons. And he said, well, son, don't burst anymore. You know, they don't even sound like balloons in here. please don't burp anymore. And Mother said, oh, he won't, you know. And we got in the car and laughed and laughed and laughed because Mother didn't tell about the one she had busted, too, and neither did I. And we were laughing and laughing, and on the way home, we stopped and got some pop. But also, Mother got an angel food cake with real gooey frosting on it and a couple cherries on top. And, you know, eating one of those gooey frosted angel foods in the car, it's pretty hard not to be messy. And both me and Mommy and my sister were very messy. And we had goo all over the place. Mother said even the steering wheel was gooey. And we ate cake and talked in the car for a while. And every time I'd think about the noise that balloon made and the security guard, I'd laugh and laugh. Because noises like that when I was little, big booms and stuff, would just make me laugh. And Mother knew it. So, that's how she got me to laugh. Yeah. And sometimes even years after that, when we'd mention those balloons and the security guard and the way he ran and everything, sometimes we'd still laugh over that. And the way our faces were covered with gooey cake frosting, and so was the steering wheel as we drove home. Well, if you're scared of something, talk to somebody about it. And at least there's places now that there wasn't then to help, you know, mothers that are getting beat up and stuff, women that get beat up. There's battered women shelters where they can go and stay while they think about what different kind of things they can do, and there's places they can talk to and get counseling and stuff like that that there just wasn't when I was little. So, yeah, there is help. There is people that listen and stuff. And there is echoey places with big balloons. At least that's one thing there was then, because we all laughed about that. Well, next time there'll be another story, and stay strong and take care of each other, and maybe you know where there's a trampoline and you could go play on it. They're really springy and fun. So are swings. Stay strong and take care of each other. Bye for now.